I actually really liked, I was listening to Pastor Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to, I forget which talk it was, but somehow I went down the rabbit hole of YouTube and I stumbled upon one of his talks where he was talking about how he doesn't disagree with holistic health. He really likes it. But what makes holistic health work ultimately is God. Is God's mm-hmm. love, mm-hmm. you know? Exactly. And I really resonated with that because I prayed, like, when I had all those health issues, like, I was so sick and so miserable. Doctors are like, you're going to be very bad off by the age of 30. And I prayed. I went straight to God. I'm like, God, I believe you're my doctor. You can heal me. And then God led me to this lifestyle, and the path that I guess he led me down was, happens to be the holistic lifestyle or whatever. But, like, you know, I just really felt he held my hand throughout the entire process until, like, I don't have those burdens or have those things anymore. And it's interesting how I really feel that God is all healing and God is all encompassing. And, you know, whether he, like, touches you and he's like, you're healed. Or whether he's like, here, like, I'll show you this thing that will work for you. I just feel like, you know, it always works. But I would not be well. Like, I really believe this. I would not be well. I don't care, like, how many green drinks I drank or juice fast or whatever I did. Mm-hmm. If I wouldn't have prayed and asked for God's help. Mm-hmm. Because everything good in my life has been through God, you know? That's really how I feel about it. And see, so when I heard that, I really resonated with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, wow, that's beautifully said. I mean, that's like, you know, you said something that I think is incredibly important to keep in mind when it comes to any sort of spiritual healing, you know, spiritual healing or anything like that, is not so much to look for how it comes about. You know, a lot of people, they have this preconceived notion in their minds about, well, it's going to happen like this, and it's going to do this, and this is just going to either disappear, or this is going to happen, or that is going to happen. And then when it doesn't happen exactly how they think is going to happen, then they're actually not in a position to receive, because they're just stuck looking at what they think is going to happen. So yeah, like you're right. I mean, sometimes, I mean, you know, God will just instantly, you know, cause a healing, you know, kind of like, you know, the take up your mat and walk kind of thing, take up your bed and walk. But sometimes he'll lead you into, you know, a lifestyle where, just like how you said, you know, it's, you know, the word holistic is really cool, because, you know, it's all encompassing, you know, so it's not like, oh, you know, you just take a vitamin and you're good. You know, there's more to it. And just like we on this planet, in the circumstances that we're in, there is a lifestyle that has been kind of like optimized for us, you know, like, okay, if you just follow this lifestyle, and it's incredibly easy. I mean, there's no, that's why grace is so important, because it's not about following rules. It's not about, you know, you just literally put yourself in the position to always be receiving from God. That's what it's all about, because a lot of religion makes it all about, well, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do that. And there's no God in that. I mean, it's, you're living by rules. You know, scripture itself, you know, says that the law is a ministry of death. You know, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So when you open yourself in a position to always be receiving grace, you know, you're being led by the Holy Spirit, and that's going to lead you into a lifestyle where, you know, I mean, you're living the full life. You're fulfilling scripture. You're fulfilling the promise that Jesus said when he said that I have come to give you life, and life more abundantly. And he's talking about that in the present tense. He's not talking about that, oh, in the future, you're going to have, you know, a full life. But right now, no, that's not how it is, you know. In a lot of religion, they try to teach it that way, where all our blessings, they're somewhere in some distant future. But you see, it's so important that you have to actually look at scripture, and you have to let scripture interpret scripture. So if there's a word that says has, that's a key word. Has, you know, if you guys don't know English, has refers to something that has already been. So if God says, I have given you this, then that means it's already available for you to just reach out and receive it. And there's no such thing as, you know, I will give you abundant life in the future. There's, you know, all of scripture, there's not a single phrase like that. It's always, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. And that's why it's incredibly important to know that everything is already laid out. It's already all available. And it's simply a matter of having the right knowledge, you know, to put you in a position to receive. And we receive by faith. That's what scripture, you know, that's how grace is activated, is through faith. And I think that's incredibly important to understand, because, you know, I love how, you know, Joseph Prince does such a beautiful job about talking about this, you know, and he's right when he says that, if you believe right, you're going to live right. Mm. And your belief systems, you know, really is like the, software that you would have on a computer. But depending on what you believe in your heart, that's what's going to cause you to live a life, you know? So if you believe that you get in your car and you can drive to work and show up, it, you know, it took faith to do that. If your friend calls you up and says, hey, let's have lunch, you know, at whatever cafe, restaurant, you know, let's have lunch Monday. Then for you to show up Monday, you got to have faith that your friend is going to be there. You know, sometimes they won't show up, you know, but you got to have faith to just show up, you know. Otherwise, if you don't have that faith to go, then you'll never go and you will just not do anything. I mean, you literally will die, because every action that we take in this life is rooted on some belief, you know. Some of them, most of them actually, passed down from our parents or friends or, you know, collective, the collective consciousness, the collective society as a whole. But that's why it's so important to, you know, look at, you know, the scripture and what Jesus was talking about, because what he is talking about is like the most, it's like the apex, like the highest form of truth. And when that truth is operating in consciousness, when you have that, when you believe right, you believe everything that, God says is yours, when the Jesus says that our loving Father says is yours, then you're in a position to be able to receive it. And that's why it's incredibly critical. It's critical to understand faith and to, you know, slowly start to develop trust and grow in it, you know, because it is a growing process.
Hmm. Yeah, it was beautifully said. I just remember, like, I had, like, I was plagued with, what, like, 12 health issues. And I literally went to God and was like, God, I don't know how I'm going to get better, because I'm going to these medical professionals and they're telling me that I am going to be very bad off by the age of 30. And I'm like, but I'm going to just trust you. And whatever you tell me to do, I'm just going to do that. And then God just kept giving me things. I didn't have like a set expectation of I'm going to be healed this way and this is what's going to happen. I didn't even know about holistic health. I thought it was hokey, you know? And I just, everything that you said about, you know, you're not going to know, you know, you can't, like, that's up to God. You know, how you heal is up to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's wonderful, you know, to have, you know, something like that, you know, to experience something like that, and that's available
to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone can heal, you know, through God.
Yeah. And you know, I do want to tackle this other religious idea that, oh, you know, it's God's will that some people just suffer, that they don't get healed because he doesn't want them to heal. Well, I mean, first of all, like, you know, if you actually read scripture, if you read the entire New Testament, actually, if you just start with the red letters, like, if you look at every single word that Jesus said, there's no way how you can arrive at that conclusion. You know, in fact, you'll arrive at the conclusion. Anybody who tells you that, they're working for the other guy. Like, they're working for Satan, because it's he's the one that wants people suffering. He's the one that wants people, you know, he comes to kill and destroy and steal and lie. Like, that's a lie from Satan. Oh, you know, God doesn't love you. God wants you to suffer. God, you know, God, he's not going to heal you. And then these are the same people that when trouble comes up, they're the first ones that run to the doctor and get a shot, you know, and get a prescription. So what, you guys are going against God's will, you know, if that's what you really believe? So, you know, and they always say, well, you know, scripture promises that we, you know, we're going to have trouble in this life. Yeah, it does. You know, it really does. It says that, yeah, you're gonna have trouble in this life. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So it's saying, look, you're going to have things that show up as if they're an obstacle. Like, oh, wow, you know, like that could, you know, be a very tempting thing. Like, oh, you know, like this health issue, or this financial issue, or this issue with relationships, or, you know, I can't get my life together. You know, all this kind of stuff shows up, but it's not permanent, you know, and it actually has less and less effect on you the more and more and more you become rooted in the spirit, because you get to a point in the spirit where, you know, some trouble shows up and you don't even mind it. You just don't even, you know, you just sit back, you relax, and you know that the Father is making this problem your footstool, and you just rest in it. And all these things that I'm saying, I'm not making them up. They're all in scripture. Like, everything I just said, you know, it's not, you know, my opinion. You know, I'm going directly by, you know, what is written. And if people don't know what is written, then they'll just trust the word of some, you know, religious nutcase who runs around telling people, God hates you, God wants you sick, you know, and that's not true. Like, God loved us while we were still enemies, you know, and nobody prayed to God for him to send his son and for him to send Jesus. Like, God did that out of his own, because he loved us, and he made a path for all of us through Jesus to, you know, to have this this full life.
Yeah. I have several things that have come to my mind about this, but I'd really love to know what you think about surrender.
Surrender, okay.
Yeah, like, what do you feel about being like, God, I just surrender this to you?
Yeah, this is
it's like, no longer mine, I surrender it.
This is probably one of the most powerful things in the Christian life, is you know, the scripture says, you know, Jesus said, you know, that we are to cast all our cares, all our burdens, all our worry at his feet, you know? So this is why so many people worship God, you know, because they're not worshiping rules, you know, they're worshiping somebody who truly, truly, like, Jesus loves us, you know? And we, as human beings, like, you have to know that we were not created to be on our own. We were not created to suffer. Now, toiling and suffering and all that came as a curse because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. But Jesus remedied all of that. There's no reason why anybody should be living under that curse. So anytime we run into a problem, you know, anything that is, like, you know, heavy, then we are not supposed to be carrying it on our own. When we surrender things, what we are doing is, we're agreeing with Jesus. We're agreeing that it's not about the new covenant. It's not about us. It's about Jesus and what he accomplished. Mm. You know, this is what we are celebrating, is, you know, oh, I see this problem, but the rule of life in Christ is that a problem can never be present without some other positive thing that can displace it. So you see a problem and you just say, thank you, Jesus. You know, like, I'm just going to hand this over to you. This is a huge worry of mine. Like, I'm feeling anxious about this. I'm feeling worried about this. You know, my kids are not doing okay. My health is not doing, I'm not doing okay. Like, I feel like I'm losing it. Whatever, You know, you just, whatever is causing you not to rest in peace, not to have a mindset and a heart that is, and a spirit that is always at rest, then you just hand it over because it doesn't belong to you. Like, Jesus paid a price for all of that on the cross, and you hand it over. And the way it manifests is you have the Holy Spirit that will guide you into what needs to happen. If it's, you know, if there's something to be done on your end, you know, maybe a phone call, or you write somebody a message, or you go somewhere, or you just stay home and rest and just listen to the word, you know, listen to grace. You know, it can manifest in many different ways, but the point is you're not in it alone. Like, you're not, God didn't design us to be alone. Like, how many people know that God designed human beings? Like, we were created for the sole purpose, for the love of God, to have a place to rest. Like, he literally created us just so he could love us. And that's why Satan hates us so much, because Satan hates God, and he thinks that the best way to get to God is through his creation, you know, by attacking us, which is what happened in the Garden of Eden. But it's all been remedied now by Jesus. Like, this is the wonderful time that we live in now, where we are no longer under the curse. You know, we have all the blessings that belong to Jesus. We are now joint heirs in all these things. And something that's really crucial to understand is you know, you have to have the confidence to surrender everything to God. But that can only happen if you have a feeling that you are loved. Like, you can't really, you know, like, if you look at God like he's some angry judge, or he's some drill instructor, or he's some guy that's keeping note of all your wrongdoings, and he's gonna, you know, he's gonna smite you for your wrongdoing, then that's not who God is. Like, that's not what Jesus came to reveal. Like, Jesus said, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. I do nothing unless I see the Father doing it. You know, I say nothing unless the Father says it. And what did he do? You know, he came healing. He came forgiving everybody. He came preaching the good news that, look, all your sins have been forgiven. Like, there's no condemnation now. You have no condemnation with God. Like, past, present, future. Like, what he accomplished on the cross forever, you know, took away any sort of like, debt on our conscience, that we can't come to God. Like, he's got something against us. Like, we screwed up with this and whatever, because this thing called condemnation is what prevents a lot of people from encountering grace, because they're afraid. They're afraid of God. They're afraid that God is going to hurt them. And that's not the truth, you know? And, you know, that a lot of this comes from just religious nutcases who, you know, who teach that you have to, you know, you have this angry God and you have to fear him and you better do everything or you're going to go to hell. That's actually, scripture talks about that. That's doctrines of demons. And it talks about, beware of the angel that comes, you know, posing as the angel of light and righteousness, meaning that, oh, you better be right. You know, it has nothing to do with your righteousness. It has everything to do with Christ and his righteousness that was given to you as a gift of grace. So, you know, there's a scripture inside of 1 John that says that perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so anybody who's afraid that, you know, they're going to receive punishment or anything like that, they have not yet been perfected in love. And a lot of people don't understand the scripture of, oh, you know, you have to fear God or whatever. But the actual word there is, it's not talking about that kind of fear. What it's talking about is a sacred reverence, where you just, you recognize that, you know, God is the supreme, you know, the supreme power. And even beyond that, because Like, God is someone, he's not just the power, you know? God is love. Like, that's in scripture. Like, God is love. And, you know, there's no darkness in him. He is light. And that's incredibly important to understand if you can get to a place where you're comfortable to surrender, you know, not just your own life so that you can receive the life of Christ as your own, but everyday problems, you know, you just, you're not designed. We're all, as human beings, not designed to do this, to live in this fallen world by ourselves.
Yeah, you know, I'll never forget my first experience with surrendering. And at that point in my life, I just had, like, such a wishy-washy relationship with God. I feel like I was just on this, like, emotional roller coaster because I had so much going on in my life. And I was just going through that, what you call the dark night of the soul, I feel like. Because pretty much everything that meant something to me, I lost at that point in my life, it felt like. And I had a friend that was like, Jen, just surrender everything. And so one day I just hit rock bottom so much. I'm like, okay, fine. Like, what do I have to lose? And I'm like, all right, God, I surrender this. Like, I surrender my mom's health. I surrender everything. It could be big or it could be small. And for the first time in my life, I felt a weight lifted off of me. Like, the moment the moment I said, okay, God, I surrender this to you. And then it was at that point in my life that I realized that there's a difference in, like, asking, like, can you help me, versus being like, I surrender it. Like, it is not mine. Like, you died on the cross, or Jesus died on the cross for me, and, like, I am surrendering this. Like, it is no longer mine. Like, this burden is no longer mine. And the weight, like, the emotional weight and the spiritual weight was just lifted. And then bizarre things just started happening. Like, everything I surrendered, like, I needed help, like, repairing a countertop, and then I just made friends out of nowhere. Like, out of the woodworks came this guy that owns a countertop business that fixed the countertop. Like, or, like, I wanted my dog to have a service dog certification so I could take her with me, because I was in that, like, I was in going through a terrible moving transition, and I was like, I don't know, like, how I'm going to be able to do this without being able to take my dog, you know, everywhere I go, because I don't have, like, a solid place to live anymore. And then out of the woodworks came this guy that could, you know, certify my dog, that was, like, ex-military dog trainer, like, that had that, and he, you know, did that. And, you know, God just, everything that I surrendered was just taken care of. And I may not have had even the faith, because I was just at the lowest, like, one of the lowest points in my entire life. But it was just having the faith enough to just let the words come out of my mouth. God, I surrender this to you. You know, it was just that. And isn't it, like, there's a verse in the Bible that's like, you have to have the faith of a mustard seed. You know, it's just literally just having the faith enough just to give it to God. Just to, you know, surrender it and give it. But that was life-changing to me, up, you know, even to the extreme of, I was at work and there was, an active shooter at my place of work. And I was in my car and, I just surrendered my life because, you know, somebody could be standing right next to me with a gun, but if God doesn't want me to come home today, if I'm not meant to go home to be with Jesus today, I'm not going to. I don't care if someone's standing next to me with a gun. That guy, the shooter has no power over me. Only God has power over me. And when I got to that place in my relationship with God, it was just so liberating, because you know, you surrender everything. It's not even yours to worry about, you know? In spiritual truth, you're taken care of. Like, God has your back. But I don't really hear very many people talk about surrender. Yeah. But for me, it's been probably one of the most, like, powerful, like, and liberating things that I've learned along my journey. It's also just, like, really deepened my relationship with God. I feel just to give everything. I feel like God wants us to give everything, mm-hmm. You know, like, we're human, you know, there's only so much you can do as a human, right? Mm-hmm. And the world is just so out of balance. So, like, you would go crazy. And I feel like some people do just, like, go crazy trying to be the God of their own life. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not designed to be the God of our own life. God, that's what God is for. Mm-hmm. We're just human. So it's just, you know, through every, like, tribulation or just everything that I've been through, just surrendering it and just giving it to God, and it's no longer mine. And I don't care if I have to surrender the same thing 100 times because the mind is just worrying, you know? And it's just like, sometimes the mind just will not shut up. Like, oh, well, what about this worst case scenario or this, or, you know, whatever. And it's just like, just verbally saying it like, you know, God, I surrender this to you. I surrender this to you. I know I surrender this to you 50 times, but here's 50 times more. I surrender this. And I don't know, this has been one of the most liberating things in my life, I feel.